Okay, we're beginning a very relatively straightforward sugya. All the complications we have now, the tzorachians, not the tzorachians. Okay. So what happens here? We have the person says, "I'll pay." So Rav Huna says, "On Rav Huna, must be an also sure shayna b'shusa. Before you pay, he has to take a shvua shayna b'shusa. Why? My time. Why is he paying? He likes what he got." Take a look at it's also Gemara Daf Hamid Beis. Turn to Gemara Daf Hamid Beis. Gemara asks the question: if you're choshen on a mamon, are you choshen on shvur? If we suspect you of being a ganev, why are we giving you a shvur? You'll also be shvur. Are we choshen that you'll take a shvur sheker or not? Oh, the Amar Rav Huna. Mashbin also shua she'ena b'shusa. Neima will say, Miga de chosha mamona chosha shvasa. So, hasam nami. Gemara de Ami. Now, what did the Gemara tell us until now? Yeah, sometimes human beings have a very interesting way of rationalizing when they take money when they're not supposed to take money. It's a swar this way, it's a swar that way, it's a swar this way, it's a swar that way. That was Maisim B'chol Yom, as we all know. So, the Gemara says, that's not a choshen mamona means you expect him of being an outright thief. Okay. He's also Morehet. What's his Morehet? I'm paying for it. Domiko Yivdolei. Amalei Ravacha Medifti the Ravina of Hoko'ova Alav de Los Sachmod. Wait a sec. So, the Gemara is telling us a number of very interesting things here. There's what's called a chamsin. There's a goslin. Regular, normal goslin. I put my hands in someone's pocket, I take something out, I steal it. What's my intention? To keep it, and that's it. Normal, regular goslin. But something else. I'm a malandish goslin. I'll say, no, I'll take out, here's the money. I just want it. So the Gemara is telling me here, there's no Isser of Gzela. Give me a Ram Hill's Gneva Gzela. Ram says like this. Also Perik Aleph Halacha Beis. Also Lignov Kol Shudin Torah. We also Lignov Derech Schok. I had a relative of mine like to go into a certain Rav's house, take a sefer out, and call him up. Which sefer did I take? If you can't tell me which sefer I take, it means you're not learning enough. You should know immediately your svarim is. Okay. And that's derech schok. All sorts of people in this world. Okay. he's planning giving it back. He just took it. Just lignov amanas the hatz. I'll take it. I'll give it back. Oh, lignov amanas the shalin. I took it with the intention of paying for it. I'll call osir shlo yargil atzmo bekach. The Rambam says that's not geneva. That's not gzeila. It's awesome. It's a derisa. That means putting your hands on anybody else's property to take it for whatever reason. However, it's osur shelo yargal atzma b'kach. You're not allowed to do anything that's going to end up being a maisik zela. Number one. That's number one issa. Now, the Gemara says, osachmor. He's over on Losachmo. Mali choshir al Losachmo, mali choshir al Losigso. That means if I take something and I pay for it, it's Losachmo. So Gemara says, no, people, Losachmo, inchi blo domi mashma. They think it's if you don't pay. Tosa says, in Toma Tabulim Lo Sigzo, he took Lavo Bishne Lav. It's also Lo Sigzo. Oh, Ki Yohev Dome, Nami Chamsen Ave, Wilk Parashal Akonek. So Chamsen Postle Yedek Ziv Al Toshirot Lo Seid Chomes. Apostle Yedek is Postle Yeshu. Oh, it's that right? Okay. Tosa seems to imply it's Lo Sigzo. The Rambam is very clear that there's no signal of Lo Sigzo. It's only Shelo Yargel. It's a separate Siyog Deraisa, Shelo Yargel Asma Bekach. Now, let's see how the Rambam and the Ravid define what Lo Sigzo is, what Lo Sachmar is. Kol achomed avdo o hamoso o beso v'kelev shel chaveru o kol dovo she'ef shelo shekneu memenu. Nehichbed olav bereyim v'hivtzebo ad shelokocho memenu. Af b'shnosan lo domev rabim harizah ovu eloso seshen lo sachmor. Sachmor, lo sachmor, according to the Rambam, is creating pressure on a person to give me or sell me something that he does not want to sell me. Now, the different types of pressure. You can call him up 20 times in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, waking him up. You're going to sell it to me. You're going to sell it to me. You're going to sell it to me. You can pick it in front of his house. Sell it to me. All sorts of things. Alpha Pishnos and Lodoma. Rob him. Even though I say, I want it, I'll pay you double the market price for it. No problem. The longer you pressure someone to sell you something that he doesn't want to sell you, you're over on Lo Sachmor. And even if you pay, what's the biggest pressure? You take it and you pay. That's the biggest pressure. But here, no, it means even if he gives it willingly, the aver is the pressure. Ain't lokan alas. There's no malkus. Ain't bo maisa. There's no maisa. What does it mean? There's no specific act that you can point to. Every other aver you get malkus is very specific. Mechal Shabbos, specific act of Chol Shabbos. Eating the veils of traitors. Wearing kilan. Here it's a more vague thing that if you stam call up a person and say, you know, you want to sell it to me? He says, no. It's not a favor. A second time, not aware. At what number it becomes an aver, the 25th time or the 50th time, 2 o'clock time. It's very hard to define exactly where the line is. Malchus is only with a very specific act. No. Says the Ravid, Kol HaChomer. Says the Ravid, no, V'lo Omar Rotzani. Lo Sachmod is if the person doesn't say, okay, I'll give it to you, fine, I give in. If you pressure a person and you pay, that is. But if he says, okay, finally, I'll give it to you, it's not. And Lav Shem B'mai, so we should have a time Godel, sir. My Godel. So according to the Ravid, the Aveir is not in the pressure. That's not where the Aveir is. Very different view of the Aveir, Lo Sachmor. The Aveir is taking it without his consent and paying for it. Taking it without paying for it, taking and paying for it without his Omer Rotzan. So there's a specific mice. You get Malchus for it. Rambam says it's a more vague, pressuring a person to give me something that he does not want to give me is Lo Sachmor. Yes?
Are you saying that the current Rambam, it applies even when I grab it and I have a mind to pay back? That's Lo Sachmor.
The Gemara says I take it. That's the biggest pressure.
So why did the Rambam say it's just Shelo Yargel? Should say it's a real issue of Lo Sachmor.
There's a second. Yeah, ma'am. He has five different things that come under putting your hand on someone's property. And for instance, if I do it derech schog, it's no sachon. If I do it amaras lahachzer, it's no sachon. If I do it pachas shavu pruta, it's not no sachon. When is it no sachon? If I take it and I take it intending to keep it and I pay for it. So he says, taking it with intention to keep it and paying for it is lo sachmor and lo yagel atzmo kach, two separate things. No, lo sachmor is even if I don't take it, it's no matter what I do. There, one is the issur, the pressuring the person to do it. That's one. Sometimes they overlap in a certain specific instances. So, okay. Now, there's something else. The two lo sases in the Torah, lo sachmor, lo sasava. Kol ha-mesava beitzo ishto v'kelu shel chaveru chom kliot mishar advarm she'efen l'knotzim imenu. Now, there's something else. Planning how to do lo sachmor. Okay, figuring out how I'm going to drive him crazy until he gives it to me, and I'll be over in lo sachmor, that's lo sasava. The Aseret HaDibur is one of lo sachmor, one of lo sasava. V'entai v'la b'leiv v'lvan. Of course, the planning, hatai v'mevi the chimur. And chimur is going to bring me ultimately to gezel. That's why it's included in the siyog of lo sitzon. But in this case, the siyog is a separate lo sasei. Lo sachmo, lo sasav. These are siyogim to gzela. Gonev l'sachek. Gonev amas l'hachzer. That's siyogim. They're also siyogim. That's a different siyogim. Okay. That is, so here we have just general Jewish knowledge to know that comes out of the sugya. Oh. Now, this is a different chiyuv shvua than most other chiyuvei shvua. This chiyuv shvua, all other chiyuvei shvua, let's say motor b'mikta, all other chiyuvei shvua, what's halacha? Swear or pay. Here he's already paying. So what are you going to say? And if you don't swear, what's going to happen to you? What's the enforcement? In motor b'mikta, I ask for 100, get 50. Okay, if I don't refuse to swear, I have to pay the whole 100. But here, I'm paying anyway. So first of all, so here is the only case of a shvua. There's no swear or pay. There's no swear or pay because I'm paying anyway. Tzichi of shvua bi'alma. That's going to make a major difference in certain halachas we're going to see. Now, it's not a chiyuv swear or pay. Number two. There's another aspect. And so what do you do if he refuses? Okay, the Ram tells you very explicitly, Hilchos Tohen V'nitten. Give me Ram Hilchos Tohen V'nitten. Now, first of all, this Shvuah, and we're saying Shvuah, this Shvuah, the Rambam says, is as follows. Shvuah mitakonos chachomim, v'nikitas chefetz. That perek vav, halocha aleph, shayla pikod. He says, "Mashbiyin also, but takonas chachamim shuas nakitas chayvet she'ena b'shusa." The aha kach mashalim. First, you swear, and then you pay. Chaim is going to expound on this very greatly. And now, the Ritva Hayeshanim begins and says. That, no, it's probably like a hesis, but then he says, no, it's a shvua d'oraisa. How to get to shvua d'oraisa? He says, because the Gemara compares it to the next sugya, next use a shvua d'oraisa, must be shvua d'oraisa. What shvua d'oraisa? The Beis Yosef says, no. He agrees, he says, what's the reasoning behind the Rambam? Because really, it's a very strange shvua. It's been a kitas chayfetz. There are three types of shuas. Shuas deraisa, in Kitas Chayfetz. Shvuas HaMishna, Kitas Chayfetz. Shvuas Heses, no in Kitas Chayfetz. And the Rambam says, why is the Heses different? It's not a Shvuas HaMishna. Who made the takana of Shvuas Heses? Rav Nachman, Medina de Gemara. So the Rambam seems to imply, if it was a takon of Amoraim, there's no Nikitas Chayfetz. If it is takon of Tanoim or previous, there is Nikitas Chayfetz. Rambam says, here is Nikitas Chayfetz. The question is, where is it saying in the Mishnah? Anyway? You take a look at the first Rambam Peirush HaMishnayos in the seventh parak, in the eighth parak of Shavuos. He shocks everyone by saying it's a Shavuot Doraisa. The Bes Yosef says, why? How do we, the Ram, know it's a Drabonim, but still Nikitas Chayfetz? He says, because the Gemara compares it to the Sugya Malval Mashkin, which we'll get to, and there it is a Doraisa with a Nikitas Chayfetz. So even though it's a Drabonim, it must have been similar with a Nikitas Chayfetz. That's where the Bes Yosef's coming, trying to explain this Ram. What? The Rambam says, Takonas Chachomim b'Nikitas Chayfetz. You weren't here for Shavuos HaDayanim. Okay, so there we learned all the different types of Shavuos. The Rambam said, Nikitas Chayfetz, Takonas Chachomim. The question is, it must be a Shavuos HaMishnah. And where in the Mishnah is it? And the reason... where the Rambam gets his Nikitas Chayfetz, the Gemara doesn't say. It's just Rabbanan. And so, Bes Yosef says, because the Gemara compares it to a Shavuot Doraisa, it's clearly a Drabonin, because there's no square of pay here. So therefore, it must be similar in at least the way it's administered to a Shavuot HaTorah, Nikitas Chayfetz. So says Bes Yosef, like where the Rambam got this from. Okay, that is number one. The Gemara now asks a question, and it sets the Rambam up for a lot of different things. Hamalvas chaver al amashkin, yover amashkin. Okay, amalom. Sela hilvi sichalov. I lent the mask for a sela. Shekel hayashava. Hello, amalvel kela hilvi sichalov. Sela hayashava. So what is he? A kofar hakol. What is it? It's a call. I say there are a number of different cases. I'm a malval amashkin. I gave you the mashkin. I come to pay. I say, where's my mashkin? So almost all Rishonim Peachot say a malval amashkin is a shomer socher on the mashkin. He's a shomer socher. And what is he saying? He says, Nick, it was stolen. So now you have to figure out how much was the mashkin and how much was the halvah, and were you responsible for the balance. So the malva says, I gave you a halvah for 1,000 shekel, and it was worth 1,000 shekel. I don't know, no one owes anybody anything. Okay. The lover says, no. I lent you a sela and shekel yeshava. It was worth more. So, chatzi sela, it's worth a half a sela. Pota halova menashvua, shen kamoda b'mitzvos. What he says, the malva says, you still owe me a half a sela. You owe me a half a sela, and the mal and the lova says I owe nothing. It's a plain kov hakol. So that's it. Sela hilvi sicholov shekel. Sela hilvi sicholov. I loaned you 2 shekelim, and it was worth a shekel. And therefore, you own alom elo kela selvitzichal of shalosh dinu and hayashav. And the lova says you owe me much more. Chayav says Right. Chayav lishova. Shekarcha yoshova. Sham lo dina shahodalo. So these are all cases of you come to a person with a mashkin, the mashkin is lost, the lova owes his halva to the malva, the malva owes the mashkin back to the lova, and the question is, when is there shvu deraisa, in which direction? When it's not shvu deraisa, it's a kofa hakol, it's a motor b'mixas. Who's the motor b'mixas? The malva owes the lova owes the malva. That's all essentially the same case. Mi nishba. So who takes a shvua? Mi shahapigodin. So Mora says, mi nishba. Who swears? Mi shahapigodin etzlo. The malva has to swear. Why does the malva have to swear? He was the shomasocha. Shemi yishova zeh. Because even in the case that the lova has to swear, let's say it's the following case. I give you a pikadon. I give you a halva, 1,000 shekel. And I say the mashkin was worth 500 shekel. You still owe me 500 shekel. The lover says, no, mashkin's worth 700 shekel. I owe you 300 shekel. So it's a case of kof ha'kol. It's a case of motor b'mixas. And the lover has to swear as he's a motor b'mixas. Wonderful. So why does the shomer have to swear? Why does the malva have to swear? Why? Because maybe after the lova swears, his motor b'mixas, the malva will pull out the pikadon and say he was a shakran. So big deal. He'll tell Yitzelena, and he'll make the lova a possibly aedus and a possibly shul. Somehow that's something we don't like. So, ahaya, ilay ma sefer. And which case are we talking about? Shvur gabe malvin. If it's in the case where the malv has to swear that he's a motor b'mixas, he has to swear anyway. Doha kamodu mixas hatayna. Elo ha mashvur, aresha, my aresha. A sefer deresha. Sal v'zichu shal ha'ashova. Elo ha melo kel sal v'vastan yolov. Shlosha din ha'ashova. Chai v'deshvur gabe lova. Who? And so in the case where the lover has to swear, the shtaba malva shema yishava zev yotel osa pikod. And misa the Rav Huna. And if Rav Huna is correct, chashomer, mishalem domim, nishba shena b'shuso, amai chashina l'shamayot, he already took a shvua that it's shena b'shuso, he's a shomer. Came the Shmama Malvish and a Bishuso, how's he going to pull it out later in order to pass the law over? He himself will become a Nishbala Sheker. So the more it goes on. Now, here there are two major problems against the Rambam. Problem number one against the Rambam. The Rambam has a klal. He made up himself, but it's a very reasonable thing. In Shaila Pikadon, that the whole Shuas Rav Huna is only in a case that it's a very unique object. Very, very gvuf. That means when are you afraid Shema Ein of Nosambo? If it's a unique object. But if I made you a shomer on a bag of 5 kilo potatoes, and you say, so why are you going to, and you're going to pay for the 5 kilo potatoes, you're not choshed a person is going to be. Over in Yisigezel, just to save the effort of going to the store to get five kilos of potatoes. You're not choshed then. So the Rambam says it's only when it's a unique object that you can. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. So the kash against the Rambam, wait a second. The Gemara has a problem here of a mashkin. So you should have made a chilek. Is the mashkin a unique object? The mashkin is not a unique object. Question number one. Against the Rambam. Question number two against the Rambam. Wait one second. This shvua, let's take a look what the Rambam, how he quotes the sugya of Malvala Mashkin. Perek Yud Gimel, Malvala Alocha Dalet. Malvala Alocha Mashkin. V'avaro Nignav. Hamalva Chayiv, he's going to pay. Amma Hamalva. The Malva, what does the Malva say? Selvisicho, Shnei Dinenshot. Lo Vama Selvisani, Veselashot. Hamalva Nishbat Chila Shvuas Hashomem Shaino Bishuso. Lo Vama Nishbe Hesses. Wow. Rama says it's a Shvua Doraisa of Shvuas Hashomem. That's where the Ritva Yeshanah got started and the Beis Yosef got started. The Gemara, certainly the Rambam black and white is talking here about Shuas HaShomer. And it's a Shua Deraisa. So why is this a Drabon? The one who tackles it in the most direct way and combines the two kashas, Shiur Ben Chaim Alevi. You will, that is on the docket to be prepared. A very ingenious solution, but be very careful to what degree he agrees with certain aspects that he said in Chiddushin Rabbi Chalevi, and certain aspects disagree. It's a very, there's a different challenge in Chiddushin Rabbi Chalevi Shiur, the notes he wrote for himself. So there's a lot, it's the kids in a sense. He's writing it for himself, notes after he said the shir, after he said the shir. Okay. That's issue number one. Issue number two. The riff at the end of the seventh parak of Shavuos quotes Yerushalmi. There's such a thing called a Gilgal Shavuah. Now Gilgal Shavuah goes like this. I asked you, you owe me 1,000 shekel. I claim. You answer 500 shekel. Mota b'mikzas. You want to swear mota b'mikzas? I say, by the way, while you're swearing mota b'mikzas, I have 20 other tainis against you. Include that in your shvua. That, the Gemara Kedushin says, is Gilgal Shvua. And you magalgal all the time. Every conceivable kindest moment I have against you, I can throw into a shvua. Okay. So what happens in our case? I come to the person and I say, yeah. Hey, you're a shomer. He says, oh, it's stolen. I said, so swear. And what's going on in this person's mind? He said, if I swear Shuas HaShomer, what's he going to do? He's going to megalgal on me 100 other times he has that I don't have to swear about. I'll pay. Good. All right, then we're here with Shuas Ravuna. So what do? You megalgal on Shuas Ravuna. He hasn't saved himself any. Oma Harini Mashalit. Because he thinks he's going to get out of a shua. Then he says, oh, shua savona. He says, oh, gewalt, I fell into a shua anyway. Fell into a shua anyway. Any mishalim. Wait a second. And we get back to mishalim. Any mishalim. Number two, the question is another thing. So why is a person ever in the world going to say any nishba? I'll pay any nishba if he's going to bump into a shvu anyway. You took away now the whole motivation for this person for this person to pay and not give a shvu. Okay, so as a result, the Ramban quotes one Rishon says, apparently this is different. This is different. Why would I say it's different? Very, very simple. Every shvua is swerapay. There's only one shvua that's not swerapay. There's a regular shvua, it's bitoy, not a shvua. Shvua sadayana means we have to be talking, I want, I'd say. What do I want in a shvua sadayana? I want to show that I don't have to pay. There's a din Torah. I don't want to pay, so I take a shvua that I don't have to pay. There's a din Torah about mammon. Here's no din Torah about mammon. And there's a subtle din Torah going on about a chayfetz that I'm willing to pay for. So apparently this man d'Amar says it's b'yisod where if there is no chiyuv shvua, so there's no Gilgal. Gilgal's only with Zachiyav Shvua. Here's not a Chiyav Shvua. It's a whole different Metzius. Ramban, slim, totally rejects. No, there's a Gilgal here. So we have to figure out, so what in the world did this man accomplish by saying, Hareini Mishalim, when he saved himself from a Shvua? So, Rishonim here discussed that at very great length, what he achieved and what he accomplished. It could be he just didn't want to take a Shvuas Hashomrim because he isn't sure. He was a Poshe, he's not a Poshea, he's not sure. He was Shalech Boyad. He's not sure about this whole story. What do I need it? I'll pay. I don't think I was, but who knows? Maybe I was. One group of Rishonim say that. And here the whole thing is going to revolve around in Yonim of Gilgal Shvua. Now, what happens when this person says, okay, I refuse to swear. What do you do for him? You make him pay, he's paying anyway. So what's the enforcement? What's the enforcement? There's no enforcement. And in Motor B'Mikzav, I ask for 100, you answer 50. You say, you know, I don't want to swear. It doesn't force me to collect the whole 100. You don't want to pay. Beds and forecloses. But here, what's the enforcement? The Rambam says it's foremost. Very careful. I'm Hillstorm in it. Sigmar and Shuas. Those of you who learn Shuas, how they on it? A Malaf from an Aleph. What happens? The Rambam says like this. Kol mishn es chayv shuma na Torah har es nish ba vnifta. Im lo rotze li shava, and he doesn't want to pay perik aleph. Tom in aloha dali, yorlan chosa. The government kol ma shaton chaveiro. Ve'a tover omba, I'm not budging, either swear or pay. Fine. It's what about the Shuma Drabbana? Now the Gemara there is talking about one Shuma Drabbana Memala from an Aleph. And that is the Shuma of Hesus. But it says Medivrayim. What about Shuma HaMishnah that's Medivrayim? Hoya Machu Shuma Medivrayim Min Anishboim Veniftarim Tugon Nishboim Al Tainus Sofek. Oh, Minishboim. Hesus lo rotzli shava. So you put him into shamta to chayim for 30 days. Okay, you give him makas mardus and zehu, and then, but you don't full close. So obviously included in this, though Rambam doesn't mention it, is, or maybe it is minat tainus sofek, where the person says, listen, you're willing to pay, but maybe you still have it. I don't have it. That goes into a question we'll have to see. Does Bezdin automatically do it? Shuas Ravon, I have to say, maybe you have it. I don't know whether you have it. Is this included in Nishboin Al Tainus Sofek? and then maybe we'll find a place in the Mishnah on all the Nishbon Taina Safek, and that we can turn it to Shavuos HaMishnah. But Benkach or Benkach, the enforcement is not foreclosure. The enforcement is, you put him into Shamta, a mild form of Nidu, you give him Makas Mardus, and that's it. Oh, now, the question is, so that type of enforcement is in Hesus. I showed you that we learned from there that it is a chi of Mammon, that's not Ligvias Bezdin. Those of you who remember what we learned in Shavuos Nafim V'Alaf from an Aleph. On the other hand, here there is no chi of Mammon because he's paying anyway. So it's a lesser chiyuv shul than just a hesus. Hesus is in Shavuos HaMishnah where I refuse to pay. There is a chiyuv mamish and olnit l'gvias bezdin. We discussed that lot. Those of you who were with us for last year for Shavuos HaDayan. Here, there's no chiyuv mamish whatsoever. It's just a chiyuv shul ba'alma that's enforced by bezdin, mild chayrim, makas margas, etc. But there has to be enforcement, otherwise it doesn't mean anything. But here it's underneath the Shavuos Hesus. Underneath the Shavuos Hesus. And that's why this Mandama says, certainly it's Gilgal and Shavuos Hesus, because there is a chi of Shwerapay. Now, what about the Rishonim are going to the Ramban, Raj, but they all quote this riff, it's all various variations on the same idea based on Yerushalmi that the Rif quotes at the end of the seventh parak. But they quote the following halacha. I'll just outline it to you to make it easier, introduce you to all the ideas. Torah v'nit in parak aleph. Halacha will remind everyone of Shavuos HaDayanim. Kol ha-mechuyev shuas heses. Mechuyev shuas heses is aloch of hipoch shua. You ask me for 100 shekels. I say, I don't owe you. So say, it's heses. I said, no. I can ma'ahapach. I can flip it over to you and say, if you want it, so you swear, you take a shua and take it from me. You can flip a shua's heses. And you can do it. And the Eilecha Mishanish Behesis, when all the Mechaber was there, she never heard Shua says. The Eilecha Shua Shetehofech, there's no other Shua that can be flipped. Ella Shua Hesis Bilvat. Shua Shel Torah. O Shel Devrehim. Shua Hu Ke'en Shel Torah. And whole Chin Shuas. Now, here the question is going to be as follows. And then he continues. And he says, "Ei mashu in shus heses al tanis vada," etc. Then he says, "Like mishen chayav shua, afilu heses. Okay, chayav shua even at mishlat tovel a gadol all of dvarim." And it's a motive of mixes. And he begins all his tainus against me, and I realize. There's one tiny he's going to ask me, and I don't want to have to swear on that. So I said, fine, I'll pay off the original tiny. I'll get rid of the original. And he wrote to the Shavah, Harani Misham, the original. You don't pay attention. Or you swear on everything, or pay everything. Now, the question is, and the Ravid jumps up with the whole thing about, let's say that happens with the Hesses, where they can flip the... Oh, he showed a teapot. The Ravid says like this. What happens is follow. And all of this, you sure I'm going to go to town on this. I ask you, you have a Hesses. I throw on your 20 shuas. And there's something that you don't want to swear on. I'm getting to uncomfortable territory. So you say, okay, you'll flip the whole thing on me. and I threw in some baloney tainus and some real tainus. The real tainus you don't want to swear. So what do? You flip on me, because then I'll have to swear the baloney tainus. The Ravid, the Magid Mishnah. Oh. This all gets under, where did they get started? A very simple thing. They're trying to understand Shavuos Rav Huna. So the man swears. Why is he swearing? To get out of a shvuah. Why does he want to get out of a shvuah? Maybe he's telling the truth. So what? But he's afraid he's going to get 20 gilgals. He's going to get 20 gilgals anyway. Is the way he can get out of those gilgals. And that's where, in this sugya, it's a short piece in Rishonim. If you know the yesodos of shvuah and gilgal shvuah, it goes very smoothly. But this is where, this is what Rishonim bring into this. So when you do the sugya here, first you have to do the Shur Menachem Alevi. There's something very, I don't quite understand in the Kisvei there. The Shurim, it's a very important piece there in the Shurim and the other Rishonim. But, well, this is where we'll begin when I get back, but use the time also to chazer what we did.